from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week, we're watching artists at work worshiping the queen of rockabilly and welcoming back a phoenix of a festival. It's a festival every week when David Wiegand comes into the studio. He's the assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Good morning.
Good morning, Cy.
Let's open with Wanda Jackson, the queen of rockabilly. That's Wanda Jackson off an album she did with Jack White a few years ago. I'm more interested. I mean, she's a wonderful performer. I'm more interested in the fact that she lived in Bakersfield briefly and worked a lot with Buck Owens. So there's definitely a Bakersfield sound in her twang.
You're absolutely right. And I love the fact that Jack White worked with her. I think that's a very cool thing. But I still have a fondness for the stuff that she did, you know, years before that. Mm-hmm. The great thing about the Jack White collaboration to me was that it got a lot of people who didn't know her to sort of start listening to her and to start discovering her.
Wanda Jackson plays the Swedish American Hall in San Francisco tomorrow night. And the opener is the band Red Meat, a San Francisco group that we both like. Yeah. We're all fans of Andy Daly here at The Do List. He's a stand-up and he's the star of Comedy Central's Review. I just think, you know, he always makes me think of Bob Newhart when I see him.
That's an interesting idea.
Because of the button-down
shirts. But the style is also very similar. It's really sort of, you know,
Dry,
deadpan, you know, kind of faux bland, if that's a word.
Well, faux bland, because then really strange slapstick things happen.
Absolutely.
To him.
Yeah. Oh, he's great.
Andy Daly plays The Independent in San Francisco Tuesday night. And comedy as well from the 11th annual SF Improv Festival, featuring some very fast on their feet comedians. I'm looking forward to this group, White Women, which is all African-American men.
Mm-hmm.
And they're on the same bill with Chardonnay, a troupe of all white women. I think it'll be an interesting combination.
No, this is always a great hit when it comes to it. I have to say something. I have to confess something.
Yes.
When I go to improv, I get really nervous.
Yes.
Because you never, you know, it's like, oh, my God. I don't know. I sort of empathize with the performers. And I think, this improv is going to fall flat. I can just feel it. And then what do you do? And you're stuck up there and everything. So that air of danger, I think, is one of the things that and the unknown, the unpredictable, makes improv so much fun to watch.
Well, it's very appropriate. When I talked to Jamie Wright, the festival's executive producer, he talked about that feeling of being up there with no material.
It is that feeling. I have no idea what we're going to go do. And it's just knowing that I have people around me, that we're going to go out and we're going to discover something that's true that maybe you wouldn't have come up with on your own. And it's going to be really, really fun.
The San Francisco Improv Festival is at the Eureka Theater in San Francisco Thursday, September 10th through the 19th. And now something from the winners of a Best Oakland Band competition a few years ago. The Session, and they're part of a renaissance of kind of unclassifiable music. This is a little bit of dreamy pop here, but also R&B and electronica
mixed
together.
They're a seven-piece band, the latest EP is actually remixes. It's really, I listened to all of it, and I thought it was absolutely wonderful.
The Session, they're doing a month-long residency at Leo's in Oakland this Tuesday and every Tuesday through the 29th of September. The Cantor Arts Center is opening a new show as the fall season rolls in about the making of art, featuring 70 works, mostly from the Cantor's own collection. You know, this is about how and why artists do the paintings or sculptures they do. But David, there's also a couple other shows that are at the Cantor. It's an amazing fall season for them.
It really is an amazing treasury of riches over there. But there are two other shows that are really huge. One is an exhibit of the notebooks of Diebenkorn. There are, I think, about 29 books covering 50 years of his career with more than 1,000 drawings, and this is the first time that they've ever been on display. And also, not too long ago, the Cantor bought an Edward Hopper, a 1913 piece called New York Corner, but the museum has also installed other works from his collection around it so that you have sort of a conversation of where art was in 1913 when Hopper was doing this painting, what some of his contemporaries might have been doing, and so it's just a very smart way of doing an exhibition, and, you know, it's Edward Hopper. He ain't bad.
All three shows, Richard Diebenkorn Sketchbooks, Hopper's Painting, and Artists at Work, open Wednesday at the Cantor Arts Center. The best part, you don't have to pay $50,000 tuition to go to this. Admission's always free. Cheap thrill. Now for a few things to do this Labor Day weekend.
I remember, baby, when we were still in school, all the good times that we shared, just a breaking all the rules.
That's the California Honey Drops doing their retro party thing. They're just a lot of fun to listen to.
They really are. They're great.
And that's an inspiration to get out of town because there's a festival that's come back. The Strawberry Music Festival is returning from the ashes.
They've got Phil and Dave Alvin, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, and the California Honey Drops. Food, all kinds of things, and the setting is absolutely beautiful.
The Strawberry Music Festival continues its 34th season through Monday in Tuolumne in the Sierra foothills. And I want to shout it out for High Road Day. This is one of those days where Oakland just feels like a big family all getting together to listen to some music. And High Road Day is in Oakland, down at 3rd and Chestnut. And this is an amazing collection of rappers and hip-hop artists. The Coup with Boots Riley will be there. The Crown City Rockers, who are a lot of fun, and too many other bands to mention, including the Hieroglyphics Ensemble. That's Monday 11 to 7 on Labor Day. And one more Labor Day event, David.
That's right. It's the Highland Games, and that happens every Labor Day, of course. And this is the 150th anniversary of it. Hafþór Björnsson, who stars as the Mountain on Game of Thrones, is going to be there. He's going to attempt to break his own world record in something called the 56-pound weight-over-bar event.
Yes.
And he's going to be competing against the world record holder in that event, who must be not only a mountain, but a full mountain range.
Right. The Highland Games are tomorrow and Sunday at the Alameda County Fairgrounds in Pleasanton. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is an assistant managing editor at the San Francisco Chronicle. You can find these shows and lots more at kqed.org/the-do-list. I'm Cy Musiker. Follow me on Twitter at CyrusKQED.